Now, Chew On This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Kim and I have some great topics to chew on today. Actually, the first topic you can sleep on today. A British study concluded that how you sleep says a lot about your personality. There are actually six sleeping positions. Here they are: fetal, log, yearner, soldier, free-faller, and starfish. It was determined that 41% sleep in the fetal position. That's the most popular. Fetal sleepers are described as being tough on the outside, but sensitive at heart, shy initially, but they come out of their shell very quickly. Kim, what's the next most common sleep position, and what does it say about their personality?
Well, 15% sleep like a log. And people who sleep on their sides like a log are described as easygoing, sociable, generally trusting of strangers, but sometimes gullible. And the number three most common sleep position is the yearner position, and 13% sleep with their arms outstretched. And these folks have an open nature. They can be suspicious and cynical, slow to reach decisions, and reluctant to change their minds.
Interesting stuff. Fourth on the list is called the soldier position. This is 8% of the population. They sleep on their back with their arms by their sides like a soldier. Their personality tends to be quiet and reserved. They set high standards for themselves. And the fifth most common sleep position is called the free faller. Tom Petty sleeps like that. And it's also known as the stomach sleeper. Their personality is characterized by brash and gregarious on the exterior, but very thin-skinned. They don't respond well to criticism. So don't tell Tom Petty that his music's bad. He'll get angry. Kim, what's the sixth sleep position, and what does it say about their personality?
Well, 5% of people sleep on their back with their arms above their head, and that's known as the starfish sleepers. And these folks make good friends because they're ready to listen and offer help. And they're the happiest when left out of the spotlight. Interesting.
Yeah, so there's no hams that sleep with the starfish. They like to be hidden away. For now, for the million-dollar question, Kim, what position do you sleep in, and does this study accurately reflect your personality?
Absolutely. I'm a log sleeper. And it's so funny because I'm so gullible, too, and I'm very trusting of strangers, and I think I'm pretty easygoing. So that's me to a T. So now, of course, we need to know about you.
That's funny because, you know, I didn't know how you slept, but I'm thinking, all right, she's got blonde hair. I'm going for the gullible, the log sleeper. So instead of these two blondes going to a bar, it's going to be these two side sleepers go into a bar.
Right. Two logs, yeah.
Yeah, I sleep in the fetal position, and I keep a pillow between my knees and hug a pillow at night. And that personality trait, really, it defines me, so it's pretty interesting. This is pretty accurate. I will say, as a chiropractor, I'm going to mention that the free fallers or stomach sleepers have the worst neck and back issues. Stomach sleeping creates a torsion of the neck, and it increases more pressure in the lumbar spine. So if you want to save on that chiropractic bill, stop sleeping on your stomach.
That's so true, too, because my husband sleeps on his stomach, and he's got back issues. This isn't helping him. I'm going to have a talk with him about this sleeping thing.
No. Think also of your neck as being twisted like a wash rag. That's how you sleep, because you got to breathe. You can't sleep face down, or you can't breathe, so you twist your neck. So that's torsion, and then it puts pressure on the back. So, yeah, definitely hug that pillow on the side, or, you know, sleep on your back, but stay well off stomach. Kim, you know, I thought about this. Can you imagine what this new study is going to do for couples that sleep together for the very first time? I could see it now. A man wakes up next morning to find a note left by his girlfriend. It says, "Dear John, I notice you sleep with your arms stretched out, and I cannot be with a man that has cynical and suspicious personality, so I'm out of here."
Right, exactly. I don't do well with starfish. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Men are like, I'm gonna take some no-dos, or I'm gonna some speed or some coffee. I don't want my girl seeing how I sleep that first night.
Right. This is going to be a good indicator.
This is good. That's interesting. Our next topic comes from Fox News. Eating garlic makes cut the risk of lung cancer almost in half, according to a study published in Cancer Prevention Research. The healing properties come from a chemical found in garlic called allicin, which reduces inflammation and damage from free radicals to the body's cells. This study found, ready for this, 44% reduction in lung cancer risk. That's powerful. Kim, I know you're a big fan of garlic. You're a cook, an author of cookbooks. What's your favorite way to add garlic to spice up a meal?
You know, it's one of these things, dishes, you don't leave home without garlic. I don't do any dishes without garlic. You know, it's a staple in all my cooking, whether it's spaghetti sauce or whether it's chili or scrambled tofu or soup. You know, it's so fast because it only needs to be cooked for, you know, a matter of seconds. So it's practical and absolutely everything that you make, and especially if you're, you know, fighting colds or, and this new study is huge, too. So putting it in anything that you can is so beneficial for your body, and it's so great for your dish as well.
Very much. My favorite easy-to-make dish is you saute spinach with olive oil with 2 cloves of chopped garlic. And you can roll that into a soft tortilla shell, or you can put it in a homemade stromboli. There's so many different ways to make that particular, add it to any other item. And I love spinach and garlic. The combo is just so good.
I know. There's just nothing like garlic. My son has been a fan of it since he was eating solid food, so that's been hopefully one of the staples.
Has he really been?
Healthy.
Wow. See, when I watched Popeye, and I begged my parents to get me spinach, and they said, I don't think you're going to like it. And my mind said, yeah, I'm going to like it. And I took a bite out of it, and I mean, up it went. Kaboom. right on the table. So here's what it proves. It proves that in my mind, I was prepared to enjoy it, but the taste buds for children don't like spinach or breast.
Right.
Because I really want to like it.
Well, you know, I got my son to eat arugula the other day, and he loves it. So I think as the taste buds, as he grows, it's getting better. So that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. And now I'll eat anything. I think back to when I was a kid, it was just corn. That's it. No other
that's
vegetable.
It.
I think. Now, what's interesting is there's no study out there showing raw or cooked garlic makes any difference. So personally, I prefer cooked because raw garlic tends to cause gas. So that means not only will the vampires stay away, but you'll lose a few friends. So
good and bad things there.
That's fine. There's another study that popped up when I was researching. It says University of South Australia concluded that garlic could decrease the risks of bowel tumors by as much as a third. So garlic is definitely a key on there.
These are big studies, and it's a huge reduction, so that's great to hear.
It's good to hear. Also, have you ever had this? It's pickled garlic. You can just eat them like pickles, and they're in sour, you know, juice.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Pickles, and they're so good. And I find them occasionally, but they're not popular. But when I go to a specialty store and I'll find them, I order like 6 or 7 of them. They're really
delicious. Oh, I think I'm going to need to Google some recipes on that one.
Yeah, and you just eat them, but they're pickled. So they're really, really good. You know, they've
pickled
everything. I've seen pickled asparagus. But yeah, you should Google that, folks. I forget where it was, but occasionally I'll find it, and it'll grab that, though. But yeah, with garlic, like you said, you can do if you're Italian. You can throw a little bit in there. But, you know, it's pretty interesting that garlic is really God's creation for healing. And these are some serious diseases, bowel tumors, lung cancer, and among other things, colds, sinus, flu symptoms. There's so many things that we suffer from on a day-to-day basis. So definitely want to add more garlic on there.
And it's cheap.
And it's cheap, yeah.
And it's cheap.
It's easy. It doesn't go bad either. It's not going to break the budget. Well, fantastic. With some great topics to chew on. So, you know, eat some garlic and see how you sleep tonight so you can see what your personality is. Just don't sleep next to your partner, because if you're having garlic, she's going to sleep in the put your finger over your nose position. All right, that concludes Chew On This segment. If you have a health topic you want us to chew on, chew on this at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can keep in touch with Kim at Twitter, HealthyBDaily, and with me at Dr. David Friedman. Don't go away. We have a power-packed show still ahead with great hot topics that you can use right after this commercial break. Don't go away.